This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You may dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got Skype in case you'd like to Skype into the show. You'll almost sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us if you do that. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in our studio here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire tonight on an unseasonably warm day in New Hampshire, it's Ian.
Mike.
And Will.
All right. So, of course, you can join us and bring up whatever you want, but Bitcoin. Bitcoin is...
What a day.
It has been an amazing day in the world of Bitcoin. It hit almost $11,500, I think,
almost $700.
11,700.
Crash like a stone.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. All the people who said that it was a bubble, they were right.
Somebody on Bitfinex, apparently from Europe, because they sold their bitcoins for euros.
Okay.
Dumped a whole ton of bitcoins.
How much bitcoin are we talking about?
Thousands.
Wow.
And it, that was where it started, and it plummeted down to like $8,500
for
Bitcoin. And then within an hour, that...
It was back up to 10,000.
Well, it had recovered to about 8,800 to 9,000, but all the other exchanges around the world started plummeting at the same time because people started panicking. And Coinbase, their GDAX exchange went down to 8,800, and
crashed. Yeah. Didn't it? People were complaining they couldn't even log into Coinbase.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah. I was kind of annoyed because I was ready to buy some and I couldn't get it.
You weren't the only one. We were at the Bitcoin meetup today, and there was a couple of newbies that were there, and one of them was like wanting to get into Bitcoin, and I said, "Well, it looks like the price is crashing today. It'd be a good day to do it." And then he tried to go home and do it, and Coinbase was down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I was actually going
to
come
people
down.
Like me who can't even get in.
To an exchange.
Yeah, I can't even get into an exchange. Like, I've spent, almost 2.5
about
months?
2 months.
And now we're to the point where I'm a part of an exchange, and I have been accepted, but...
They want more ID or something.
I've sent them so much information. I've sent them. I wouldn't doubt it. I've sent them so much information. It's absolutely insane. And then they're like, okay, we are going to open the doors for you, and we are approving you for the biggest, baddest, best. And then the first transfer you're going to send, it's like, we need more documentation.
Yep. Yep, it's true. You've shown me the whole thing.
We want a scan of your butthole.
Well, the good news is there is now more competition in the world.
It's like a fingerprint.
apparently, the world's largest exchange by volume is called BitFlyer. And they just yesterday threw open the doors on a U.S. domestic exchange. So they're from Japan originally. But they've jumped through whatever regulatory hurdles they need to in order to operate inside the United States.
Cool.
So up until now, there have really only been four, I think, Bitcoin exchanges that are domestic that somebody inside the United States could send a wire transfer to and then buy Bitcoin with that.
Yeah, we got Coinbase.
Coinbase has theirs, which is called GDAX.
Yeah.
There's I'm talking about Bittrex isn't a U.S. dollar deposit exchange to my knowledge.
They're based in the U.S.
No, but I'm talking about the ones you can send money dollars into. I think Bittrex has talked about that, but I don't know if they actually have that.
They're actually, I think they're implementing it, and a lot of people are outside the U.S. are really upset right now because they're implementing system-wide know your customer rules on all, and so nobody can get any money out of Bittrex until they fully identify.
Kraken's down, it looks like, too.
Yeah, so the exchanges are getting swamped today with activity, and they can't even handle it. They're going down. In the United States, as you mentioned, there's Coinbase with GDAX. There's one called ItBit. There's one called Gemini. And then there's this BitFlyer one. I feel like there's one that I'm missing. But not very many. There really aren't that many options here in the U.S. for people to go and purchase. Oh, Kraken, which is actually a euro-based exchange, but they've got a domestic deposit option for people in the United States. So those are that's pretty much it, which means there's not much competition. And so these exchanges are just as slow as they can be. I mean, Will, you talked about how it's taken you 2 months to try to get through the sign-up process at some of these exchanges. Some you've just been rejected out of hand.
Yeah.
There's one of them where they're saying you're going to get in.
One told me I didn't know who I was. Yep.
We're sorry. We can't give you an account because you don't know yourself.
Yes.
That's the claim.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah, it would be great to see more exchanges, but unfortunately there's all this government regulation that these guys have to jump through. So the BitFlyer people, they went and they got the New York Bit license. They're one of only a handful of organizations that have gone and jumped through those hoops, which costs us, I understand it, at least $100,000 to get this thing.
Yeah, it's pricey.
And so, I mean, that's I'm completely against the Bit license, but it's New York State. They're the least free state in the entire country, and so nobody should be surprised that New York, of all the states, is the one that came up with the idea to license Bitcoin exchanges and make them jump through extra hoops, which, of course, ended up driving business outside of New York. A lot of companies closed down entirely and or restricted access. They won't even do business with a customer in New York.
Yeah.
So if you're in New York State and you're not using a VPN to make it look like you aren't in New York State, and you try to go to Shapeshift.io, which is a website that lets you easily convert from one cryptocurrency to another without an account, Shapeshift will detect your IP address and say, oh, sorry, you're in New York State. Here's why we're not going to be doing business with you today. And then they explain the bit license.
That's like a New Jersey person trying to get a concealed weapons license in another state.
What do you mean?
Well, New Jersey is the most restrictive gun laws in the country.
Is it really?
Oh,
I knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was the worst.
Gun bans, it's impossible to get a concealed weapons license. Mm-hmm. If you have a concealed weapons license in another state and you somehow get detoured across state lines into New Jersey and you get pulled over, you can be arrested, even if you are legally licensed in this other state.
Wow.
And this has happened to people from Pennsylvania and Maryland and Delaware. And it's just a nightmare for people. And
so avoid New Jersey at all costs.
Yeah. Maryland, New Jersey, New York City. There was the story a couple years ago about the guy who he went into New York City and someone said, you know, oh, well, you really shouldn't have your firearm with you. It's against the law to have it with you in the city. So he was like, oh, well, I'm a law-abiding, bootlicking, citizen, let me go turn in my firearm to the police department because I'm not supposed to have it so that they can hold it for me.
It's worse than that.
They were going to put him in prison for 12 years.
It's worse than that. The police in New York and at the airports in New Jersey coordinate with the transportation,
TSA.
To find out which passengers are switching planes in airports in New York and New Jersey,
and they force
them to cancel the flights, so those passengers are forced to check their luggage out to spend the night, and because they check their luggage out, if they're flying with firearms, they can get arrested for illegal possession while in the state. And this is
some entrapment, setting it up.
And of course, in order to move to New Hampshire, as Will, you and I have done within the last decade, you have to drive through New York
and Maryland.
That means that if you're moving up here with a gun,
rent a plane, man, fly into Manchester.
We went around the city because we didn't want to deal with the.
Yeah, but you're still in New York.
True.
Yeah, but it's less of a pain
when you're going through the state.
Is that right?
Yeah. Going through the city, the laws are way more restrictive.
Yeah. Yeah. Upstate is actually,
I've heard it's nice.
If New York were to divide, like in Westchester County, the upstate New York would actually be a really nice place.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard a lot of good things about it. I just don't want to go to New York bad enough to find out.
Right.
You know? I drove through it once on the way to Toronto.
If I didn't do business there, because I have suppliers there for the clothing. Like when we do festivals and you see that really pretty Indian clothing we have, mm-hmm. I have a supplier that I get it from that's right there, like in the heart of Jackson Heights. So I have no choice but to go to the city at least once a year.
So coming up, people are on the attack, of course, against Bitcoin. I mean, nobody likes a winner in the old banking business, and they are coming out of the woodwork, going up against Bitcoin. There's some Nobel Prize winner who's on the attack. We'll share that with you coming up here, and you can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, plus apparently NASDAQ is going to be adding Bitcoin. We'll tell you
don't
about
do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home Security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959. 1-800-783-2959.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us. Here on the radio, our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got one Nobel prize winner, Joseph Stiglitz, who is attacking Bitcoin. He says it ought to be outlawed. We'll give you his quote here in moments. Another guy, Wall Street magnate John Bogle, says avoid Bitcoin like the plague. Doesn't sound like particularly good advice, but...
I apparently have cooties over here.
We'll tell you more about it coming up here, and you can share your thoughts with us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And, of course, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're new to Bitcoin, this is your first week really getting serious about thinking about it now that it has eclipsed over $10,000 per Bitcoin. It's dropped back down a little bit since then in the $9,000 range this afternoon. It's definitely not too late to learn about it. It's definitely not too late to get in, because remember, you don't have to buy an entire Bitcoin. You can buy $20 worth. You can buy $100 worth. You can buy a small amount of it. And then usually the best advice is to just hold on. Go to Bitcoin.com and get all the details about what is Bitcoin. Again, that's Bitcoin.com. They've also got a cool forum and some neat tools that you can use on the site, like a converter. It makes it easy. If you go to tools.bitcoin.com, you can instantly convert between Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and the U.S. dollar and other currencies. So check that out, bitcoin.com. This, according to Bloomberg.com, there's actually a video clip here from Bloomberg Television with this guy, Nobel Prize-winning economist, supposedly, Joseph Stiglitz. Here's what he had to say about the world's most successful and first decentralized cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.
If it were to be regulated, could it be viable?
One of the main functions of government is to create currency.
Okay, before we even get into his answer, the question that she asked suggests that Bitcoin is not viable right now.
It was loaded. The question was loaded right off the bat.
She's suggesting that if Bitcoin were to be regulated, then could it be viable? Again, suggests that it's not viable now. So the fact that it's $10,000 per Bitcoin is apparently not evidence of its viability.
Well, not only that, but she's saying that the only way it should or could be seen as viable is if the state says this is how you're allowed to use it. Like, until the state...
It's blessing.
Well, it's not so much the blessing as it is control.
Yeah.
Once the state controls it, now it's legitimate.
For people like us,
the fact the state doesn't control it is what makes it legitimate. As soon as the state is in control of it, it is no longer something I am interested in being involved in.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'll move all of my holdings and efforts to another currency that's not controlled or regulated by the state. That's the entire point.
And that's the good news about cryptocurrencies. Even if Bitcoin becomes some sort of state-controlled thing, which seems impossible, but then again, some of the Bitcoin core programmers apparently love themselves the state.
Everybody thought Uber was the greatest thing since sliced bread, and now they're involved in the crafting of regulations in
sure
state
are.
Like Texas. You know, they became the very demon that they set out to fight.
They're working on their flying taxis. They're working with NASA on developing a national traffic management system to integrate flying cars and roadways so that cars can take off and land.
See how fast the green dragon of money can take people who have convictions and values and absolutely rob them of those convictions and values and turn them into the very thing that they hate and fight the most.
I found that you know, being in the startup world like I am, I found that companies that happens to, no matter how libertarian their founders may be, the problem is when they bring in venture capital firms,
they have to sell out,
that they give too much ownership to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a lot of those firms wind up having, you know, their hands in all kinds of dirty pots, like Accel Partners, for instance, which backed Facebook, which backed Second Life.
Isn't that the CIA or
something?
That's
a CIA front.
Yeah.
And InQtel is another venture capital firm. They're the front
NSA?
For the NSA. So there's other firms like that that do for like the UK for the MI6 and GCHQ.
And then they come in there and they say, well, we're going to have to suggest you do it this way, and or else we're pulling out.
Yeah, right? and or they're pulling out, or they're just going to dump their stock on the private equity markets and ruin your market value.
Well, and that's why a lot of these old money people are against cryptocurrencies, not just Bitcoin, but Ethereum, for instance, which is allowing a lot of fundraising for projects of a decentralized nature. So the initial currency offerings that are going on, and there's this craze for these things. Some of them are probably total scams from top to bottom, but some of them seem to be legitimate. They're allowing funding to happen without having to go to VCs to go to these venture capitalists.
A lot of the old, like the family offices, which are essentially high net worth individuals who set up management groups to preserve their family wealth through the generations, they are actually starting to get interested in cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
And because they are starting to recognize that we're in a transformative period in history, just like the beginning of the industrial age was.
Yeah, sure.
And so they're, just as the aristocrats back then lost their wealth and the industrialists who started out as just middle-class merchants became the wealthy class, they see a similar sort of thing happening
now
here.
The techno nerds are going to become the wealthy class.
Well, not just techno nerds, because I'm not a techno nerd at all. Sure. I'm
talking about the people who got in the year 2009.
Bitcoin is taking these things that used to be like you. If I wanted to do trading the way that I do and in the volume that I do it, I would need like a master's degree or a business degree from some big school, and then to kiss the right butt and the right ring to get the right job at Morgan Stanley.
But now all you need is an email address and a driver's license.
Yeah, man. I need an email address, a driver's license, and $100, and I can, or like in my personal case, $360, and in a week I can have $1,000, just from trading and moving things around.
Or you can lose it.
You can't lose it, and I have lost amounts of. I lost $3,000 out of a $12,000 investment that I made a month ago, but made all that back in day trading in less than a week.
Yeah.
And you can do
I've
that.
I've been doing
now.
That this past 2 weeks. It's been fantastic.
Exactly. Without having to ask anyone's permission.
Exactly. And I didn't have to run and kiss all these rings and get involved in all these things. Right. And I don't have to have an $80,000 degree that I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to pay back.
So back to
normal guys like me and you can now get involved in these things.
Well, that's
that
what scares people like Stiglitz.
Right. Up on this big pedestal.
This
like
guy
this
wants his ring to be
here.
Kissed. He wants you to kiss his butt, and he's mad. He's mad that all this money is going around his hands rather than through it.
It reminds me of Abu Jahl, who hated the fact that there was a leveling of society going on in 6th century Arabia. That was what he was the father of ignorance, because the apple cart that kept him and his cronies up here was being upset. He did the same exact thing.
Yep, history same old story. Itself. Toll free number here 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. More comments from this old money guy, Joseph Stiglitz, here in moments. He's scared. Free talk live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Make the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And you may Skype into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. Want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. Man, you can put it in your office, too. They won't care. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You can get yours there. It's super easy to set this thing up. Unlike pretty much every other home security system I've ever seen, you don't have to drill any holes and run wires with the Blink Home Security System. There's only one wire, and that's the power cable for the hub, basically, you plug in. You use your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like your smartphone or tablet, to get everything all set up. You pop the batteries in that are included with the cameras. You put those where you want them, and you do a little configuration. You're all set within a matter of moments. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours. You can get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys charge for one camera. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, we're sharing some video from Bloomberg with this supposed economist, Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, apparently, who is on the attack against Bitcoin. This, again, the Bloomberg television clip here we'll play for you.
Bitcoin is successful only because of its potential for circumvention, lack of oversight.
Well, that's certainly one reason.
I'll agree with that. Yeah.
A lot of people, especially in the early days, got into Bitcoin. The early adopters of Bitcoin tended to be libertarian, anarchist, voluntarist, you know, geek
people. But he doesn't mean those type of people. He means the money launderers, the drug smugglers, the terrorists. Okay.
They don't use Bitcoin anymore. They quit using Bitcoin a long time ago. They don't want to pay the fees.
They use cash, too, drug dealers and money launderers.
A lot more, And banks. Maybe we should just outlaw banks.
Sure.
So it seems to me it ought to be outlawed. It doesn't serve any socially useful function.
Wait, what? Okay, so it doesn't serve any social use function?
It sounds like my grandmother used to tell us that we were being rude, crude, and socially unacceptable.
I mean, Bitcoin is incredibly useful because it takes away the gatekeepers. As you were talking about earlier, Will, you're able to go and do day trading of cryptocurrency with nobody's permission really required to do that. There are even websites that will allow you to trade cryptocurrency like Shapeshift.io that you don't even have to log into. So they don't even know who you are. They might know your IP address, but you can hide that behind, you know.
Other than that, you don't exist.
Right. So that is one of the things that it does best, is it breaks down the barriers to the financial world. There are literally, you know, billions of people in the world who have either zero or low access to banking, you know, accounts and technologies. This allows anybody with a smartphone or anybody with a tablet or a computer to start doing things that they never would have been able to do before. I mean, that alone is one thing Bitcoin accomplishes that is revolutionary.
No. You're not sticking to your place in society.
Well, not only that. Okay, so Bitcoin, in, at least from what I'm seeing, and you know, you guys know that. I mean, I do a lot of my work internationally, and what I'm seeing personally is that Bitcoin is creating a technological revolution in the third world. You know, in these countries that they barely have electricity, well, now they have solar cell phones. You know what I'm saying? And all that's fueled by this desire to use cryptocurrencies, because these cryptocurrencies are quite often more valuable than their currencies
and
are.
A lot more reliable
and way more reliable. And
I mean, what's Zimbabwe inflation rate up to? 10 million percent.
And I mean, you're seeing Bitcoin at $17,000 in Zimbabwe right now.
Yeah,
Bitcoin is selling for over $17,000 American in Zimbabwe right now. Because they've seen as valuable. It's something that has, it's a store of value that actually holds value.
If what he said was true and it didn't have any social utility or social use, then it wouldn't be worth $10,000.
Right. Yeah. Well, you had Kenyans trying to, you literally have people in Kenya starving to death because of famine and because of poverty. And the government thinks that the most brilliant thing on earth that you can do is pass a VAT tax, which creates another barrier between these poor people and the things you need the most. Yeah. Bitcoin literally saved lives until the government was able to figure out a way to regulate around that.
I would go so far as to say that Stiglitz is being racist. Because the wrong kind of people are able to use Bitcoin without being part of their banking system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the unbanked. You know, they're always talking about the unbanked and trying to get the unbanked people into the system.
Yep.
And the unbanked people are like,
we don't want to be in the system.
Yeah. We're going to use Bitcoin.
And you have these movements all over the globe now that are undermining the banking system. You have the Marabitun movement, which is global now. You have hundreds of millions of Muslims in the Marabitun movement, which is like a global return to silver currency movement. And now out of the Marabitun movement have grown all these civil disobedience movements in places like Malaysia and Pakistan and in Qatar, and they're using cryptocurrencies now. You know, so like, say I want to raise money here in the U.S., and there's a guy in Pakistan like that runs like a market think tank, and he wants to send money to our mosque. If he sends me 5 cents, I'm going to have the CIA on my front doorstep knocking on the door, wanting to know why people in Pakistan are sending me money through international wires. I mean, they're literally going to be like, "What are you doing?"
Yep.
But if he sent me a couple thousand dollars of Bitcoin,
Nobody knows.
That's it. Dash or Ethereum or Litecoin.
You better watch out for some droning action there, Will.
You know, I mean, it cuts out.
That's what we need after spending thousands of dollars renovating this house to have a drone come in and take the thing down.
It'd only be poetic.
Let me get back to more of this a-hole here from the banking world. We're only about a quarter into this clip.
We ought to just go back to what we always have had.
We ought to just go back to what we always have had. Come on, guys.
These darn kids and their newfangled stuff.
Rats, what's with all this new money? It's all a big scam.
Back
Nobody,
in my day.
Don't pay any attention to what's going on with that Bitcoin. It's just a big scam. Just go back to what you know.
We trusted our fiat money. We liked it. We loved it. We couldn't get enough of it.
Trust the banks. They've always been honest. The banks have always been on your side.
Right. They serve a civil public purpose. They keep our society stable. It's a bedrock of our society.
The purpose of the banking system is to create debt, it seems like. The banks can create debt out of thin air by you going in there and wanting a loan. They are authorized by the Federal Reserve to make money that did not exist prior to you signing the loan agreement.
Well, I guess the best it could be summed up in a statement a couple of weeks ago. There was a mistake with our accounts. My wife used a card that she was supposed to use one, and she used another.
Mm-hmm.
And the account got overdrawn. And I went in to the lady, and I was like, you know, I haven't done business in a bank in 10 years. And you know what else? I haven't paid an overdraft fee in 10 years.
You've been at credit unions.
I've been at credit unions, and I have not paid a single overdraft fee at all. What happened to my overdraft protection? And she goes, did you ask for it? I'm like, yes. I got raked over the coals by Wachovia in their stacking scam and lost like $3,000 in a month because of a stacking scam, because of a tuition check.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, was out a lot of money over it. And so I always ask, and she goes, well, I guess that the reason why is you've been doing business with checking with credit unions. And, well, we're a bank, and credit unions are non-profit. And, well, banks, we're here to make a profit. And I was just like,
we're here to rip you off.
That is the most honest thing I've ever heard from a business in my life. Thank you. That was kind of refreshing and totally bone-chilling at the same time.
Not that there's anything wrong with making a profit. I mean, God bless them, but they are regulated so much by the federal government that they're basically just arms of the Federal Reserve, some of them with a prettier coat of paint than others. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business' Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save
10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to join us on the radio. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Whenever the old bankers are on the attack, it's time to listen close, not because you want to hear what they have to say, but because whatever they're talking about as a bad thing might actually be something you want to look into. In this case, they are heavily on the attack against Bitcoin. They're being trotted out on various different talking head shows, you know, from Bloomberg Television to CNBC, Fox News, wherever they can pop themselves up. They're coming out and they're claiming that Bitcoin is dangerous, that it ought to be outlawed, that you should, quote, avoid Bitcoin like the plague. We haven't gotten to that guy yet. He's some Wall Street supposed magnate. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
Mike.
And Will.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please head over there and get signed up for the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We'll take that cash in and then invest it into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bringing new internet listeners on board. I'll be excited to announce very soon that we're going to be back in a top five market. I won't say which of those markets it will be, but that news hopefully will be coming out within the next week or so. So stay tuned for that. And thank you to our Free Talk Live amplifiers for helping make that continued growth possible. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there, and you get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials that our regular podcast does, and other special AMP-only features like the AMP-only Facebook group. You also can get a badge for our brand-new Free Talk Live forum at forum.freetalklive.com, special AMP badge that will identify you as a supporter of Free Talk Live. So go and join the AMP program with PayPal, credit card, or you can use Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMPAMP.freetalklive.com. He's a Nobel Prize-winning supposed economist. Joseph Stiglitz does not see any value in Bitcoin. In fact, he is saying
that it should be banned. Let's continue with a clip from Bloomberg Television here.
We ought to just go back to what we always have had, and this is just a bubble, as several of your commentators have already pointed out.
That's right. You guys have it all figured
it's
out.
It's a bubble.
It's a bubble. Let's just go back. Brush this silly old bubble off the table. Let's go back
pump and dump
to the way things were.
It's a scam.
Is this a pump and dump? What does that mean?
Well, pump and dump is, it happened with silver. When silver was becoming, and this is what happens a lot of times, the banks know what we're doing. They're not stupid. You know,
a lot of them are pretty ignorant. I just went into a bank the other day, and they didn't know anything about Bitcoin.
Well, that's the moron teller behind the counter.
No, I'm talking about the general manager. I'm talking about the compliance officer.
That's not the guy who's in the ear of your congressman, though.
Okay,
not those guys. And that's not the guy who's got the access to the millions and billions of dollars to try to manipulate values in this way.
You don't usually see these ads for gold and silver on the TV unless the price is high.
Mm-hmm.
When the price
mm-hmm.
is low, they aren't running those ads because they're buying it up cheap. It's only when it goes up high that they say, oh, you need to get into silver and gold now because the price is nice and high, and that ensures our profits.
Well, they pushed silver up over $40 an ounce at one point
in time.
And then they pulled all of their investment out of it and left all these people holding the silver that's worth like $15 to $17 an ounce now. And what I think is happening here is Bitcoin is dangerous to them. And they did this to silver when silver was becoming dangerous to them. You were actually seeing television shows where preppers were showing that they were keeping silver quarters and, oh, well, these four quarters are worth $20 and this kind of thing. And now all of a sudden you start seeing them pushing the value of silver up and pushing it up and pushing it up and pushing it up. And what happened was when they pulled all that out, all your mom and pops, regular, normal, everyday investors, they all panicked and now none of them want to touch silver with a 10-foot pole. And they did the same thing with Bitcoin in the beginning when they pushed it up that very first skyrocket where it went over 700 and then they dropped it down to 2. And a lot of people lost their hats and they were terrified. You have people that are religiously against cryptocurrencies now because of that first pump.
So you believe that that was some sort of manipulation?
Absolutely.
That price
well,
run up?
Because the powers that be are terrified of Bitcoin. Cryptocurrency is the ultimate threat to their continued power. So they have to shake public confidence in it. They have to do everything they can, pull out every dirty trick they've got in order to disrupt the cryptocurrency market and scare people that aren't us. Like the guys in this room, we're all like true believers. But what they're worried about is my mom, who got ripped off in the eDinar scam and now is terrified of anything that has to do with investment in currency of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
So because of those kinds of things, and the bankers know that. They know if they can rattle mom and pop's investors enough, they can make cryptocurrency like an inside baseball kind of thing forever. Or at
so
least
what you're saying is that they are so desperate to protect themselves that they're willing to pour millions, if not billions of dollars into cryptocurrency, making a bunch of geeks super wealthy.
But they're still more wealthy.
I don't think it's really the government's doing this. I think there's,
I don't think
know,
it's
there's
the government
major
either.
Players.
I think it's the banksters,
yeah.
the big major financier types that Bitcoin
I mean, like
is
this
a
guy.
Yeah, like this joker
Stiglitz.
Here.
You know, he's a professor at Columbia, but he's the co-chair of the high-level expert group on the measurement of economic performance and social progress at the Organization for Economic and Commercial Development, which is like this like international group of industrialized nations. And
so Bitcoin only has about $160 billion worth of market cap, which to us is a lot of money, but what you're saying is that to these guys, that's, you know, chump change, and so they can just come in and throw a bunch of money around. But, again, doesn't that
Drown it early.
Yeah.
Doesn't
it benefit the people who are, you know, cashing out of Bitcoin?
Yeah,
they're getting these
to
bankers
the level,
to buy up their
Bitcoin? Yeah, but it destroys trust.
It destroys trust at the lower level. Plus, the guys, the big banksters that are putting their money in, they're already 100 times what that nerd is going to be when he makes all his money.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, they're making that money, too.
Yeah, because the average guy, he can day trade, you know, maybe a quarter of a Bitcoin, maybe a tenth, and, you know, maybe maybe get up to one or two Bitcoins if he's smart and lucky. But, you know, these guys, they come into the game with all this fiat capital, and they can buy thousands of Bitcoin easily, and that's
so
just a rounding
error. Aren't you guys making an argument against getting into cryptocurrency? If what you're saying is that this is all manipulated by the banks, then what's the point?
The point is that cryptocurrency is the only way of fighting back.
Yeah.
That's why they're trying to manipulate it. That's why they want to shake public confidence.
And so the point is to not be shaken by these attempts at manipulation. You need to expect manipulation to occur.
I see.
And to watch the peaks and buy into the dips, because they're going to try to drive the price up and down to shake confidence. And that's when the smart person will sell it when it's high and buy it when it's low and do that every time. And you can actually make some good money doing that.
That's what I've been doing. And I literally turned three. I tripled my money in 2 weeks.
If they're so smart, then wouldn't they figure out that it's not working at some point? Like,
but it is.
Bitcoin's still
it does
here.
It
most
is people. Working. It, you know, someone doesn't sell at the right time and they lose some money in value. And rather than having the patience to wait out the dip, they panic and dump it and say, oh, I'm never going to touch that again.
And but, that, I mean, I know so many people like that, Ian. I know so many people.
What makes you think there wouldn't
like
be
that.
Dips without manipulation? I mean, people are pack animals, you know.
Not
they,
saying there wouldn't be.
They think in groups and they do
these massive swings. Sometimes. These massive swings, I don't think are.
These are market makers manipulating. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you have the way that market works is the more individuals you have participating in a market, so that there are no market makers, markets reach a natural equilibrium where the prices remain more or less stable with much less volatility.
Okay.
Bitcoin has had large volatility in the past because
it still does.
Because there's so few people participating in it. The more people that get into Bitcoin, the more stable it's going to become in the long
term.
But
the network is maxed out.
And that's a problem because you have market makers jumping in. And as long as the price is still in the range it's in now, they're going to be able to do that. But
how long until they can't mess with it anymore?
Well,
they'll have to crash it. It'll have to be something that they're no longer worried about, or they'll have to be gone.
Or they can't do anything about it anymore.
You know, have to give up.
When Bitcoin reaches 100,000, maybe 200,000, then it's going to start reaching this level of stability, and they won't be able to afford to keep manipulating it.
Hmm. All right. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got more from this Stiglitz guy. We're not even halfway through what is just a two-minute-long clip. So we'll play that for you, whatever other things he has to say against Bitcoin, why you should be scared. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And what you guys are saying is whether or not there's manipulation going on, the best strategy is to just hold through whatever downturns there might be, or buy the dips, like you were saying. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson.
The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.